Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie Simon. Jacaranda FM.
Pilot controlling this big bloody aeroplane. It kind of takes that away from you. So that's, for me, that's fear.
And then one more. Your biggest inspiration. It could be football. It could be family. It could be your mama. What is your biggest inspiration in your life as we are sitting here right now?
I think in the past it's been my folks. But as if, you know, that sounds a bit cliched. So I think anybody in this day and age who makes a success, honestly, of themselves, who sticks to the straight and narrow and who's disciplined, who doesn't get involved in politics or bad-mouthing people, I think that's somebody who I aspire to be.
One more thing before we play DJ Kent. The future of South Africa. I mean, you could have gone to England. You could have stayed in Russia. You could go anywhere in the world. You could, you know, your career's over now, but you could go and do a lot of training camps with young kids all over the world. Yeah. Because of your background or whatever. You're studying now as well. Why should South Africans love this country so much? I mean, you know, there are a lot of things going on that we don't like, but why? Some advice for South Africans, because a lot of South Africans are very negative at this stage. Why should they stay in this country, and why do you love your country so much?
No, well, I think it's there's too many educated people who are still in South Africa for our country to go tits up. You know, it's it hasn't even crossed my mind to pack my bags and leave. And there's no ways that that is going to happen. Mm. I think we've got far too much to fight for. If we do it in the right manner, then things will be all right, you know. But it hasn't crossed my mind, to be honest. I mean, you just have to look at the positives, and they just by far outweigh all the negatives. Mm. I just wish sometimes politicians, whether it's the DA or the ANC, whoever, I just wish that they would stick their head out their tinted BMWs and just look at what's going on and take cognizance of what's going on. And we don't need to hit rock bottom before we realize that things need to change.
Okay, let's find – what was that number again? It was 5, 4, and 14, huh?
Yeah. Try there.
So the answer is?
14.
Yes. Pete Smith got it right.
There we go.
Well done, Pete. We're going to send you that. We've got your phone number here. We'll phone you in the week. And then Dion Steyn also said number 14. So Dion Steyn, congratulations. And Pete Smith, both of you receiving that autographed football. Don't worry, I won't sign it. It'll be worth nothing then. But Matthew Booth, a lot of respect. You know, you're an inspiration for a lot of South Africans. And it was the best 2 hours I've had in a long time. And, you know, just how positive you are and how important your family is to you and how important South Africa is to you. And hopefully you can give a lot back, which, you know, don't just disappear. You got your TV show and whatever. And, yeah, thanks for coming in. I really appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure, man. Thanks for having me.
DJ Kent now, and then it's over to Carla McKenzie. Cheers.
Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie Simon. Jacaranda.